It's time for another episode. Whoops. Well, it's time for another episode of me talking about what's bothering me and what's on my mind. Well, the thing is, I'm going to start off by saying congratulations to the newest elected officials here in the town of Seneca Falls, especially to our new council people, Vittorio Peretta and Mr. Ricky. Peretta served this community pretty good as a police officer for quite a while. I know he'll do a good job. Also, congratulations to our new town supervisor, Greg Lazzaro. I know he'll do a good job. And especially to the county supervisors, even if they ran unopposed. To Paul Cronenwetter and to Steve, don't call me Winston Churchill. And also, Nicoletta Greer is back as our clerk. She's done a wonderful job for a long time. I know she'll continue to do a good job. And also to our new sheriff, even if he did run unopposed. Tim, one hand loose, I'll be satisfied. Look that up in your old rock and roll thing, will you? And also to Jim Peterson, who's the new highway boss. I know he'll do a good job. We look forward to seeing that what you guys will do. And, I mean, let's hope you keep your word. We elected you. Now I'm going to go from that to talking about one thing that is definitely bothering me. Is Scott Schaefer the coach of the Syracuse football team, or is he a Baptist minister masquerading as the Syracuse football coach? Because look what's going on. 6 straight losses now, including a big drubbing at the hands of Louisville. 41-17, losing to Putz Trino. Possibly one of the worst coaches morally out there. And of course, Scott Schaefer on his shows. He's so bombastic when talking about the kids. Talking about, oh, we're coming together and everything. But what have we to show for it? More frustration. And it seems as though we're regressing back into gasp, G-Rob. And I mean, he's so bombastic, you wonder, is he a coach or is he the head of Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show? I mean, is he packing up the babies? Is he grabbing the old ladies? And is everyone going? Well, I don't want to continue, but I might have to pay Neil Diamond a few royalties for that. You know, enough talk. Let's see some results, Schaefer. Or I think the best thing for you to do is to eat. You know, I kind of wonder. I mean, talk can only go so far, Schaefer. But we haven't seen the results. And now more troubling reports that Eric Dungy might be out for the season because he suffered another, quote, upper body injury, unquote. Of course, we got that policy where it seems as though 3 concussions and you're medically disqualified. Yes, I know concussions is a big topic, especially for football now, because of the lasting effects. And all of the great NFL veterans who've developed CTE, and some who have unfortunately passed from effects of CTE. Thing is, 8 of the 24 that was signed to the class last year already are gone, either transferred or medically disqualified. A.J. Long, who looked like to be a quarterback of the future for the Orange, is one of them. And I mean, you gotta wonder, Schaefer, get your act together or Well, I'm gonna go from the bad news to the good news. Boy, did the SU basketball team look pretty good in their 2 exhibition games. And especially routing Lemoyne, making sure they weren't gonna upset us like 6 years after the fact, or Florida Southern. But I will tell you, this team's gonna look pretty good. It looks as though Boeheim has opened up the shooting part of it more. And Malachi Richardson definitely looks like the real deal. This kid can play. Franklin Howard and Tyler Lydon look like good, scrappy newcomers. And of course, we hope Trevor Cooney can regain his shooting touch. Plus, it showed that even Caucasians can dunk the ball. But the thing starts for real this Friday night against Lehigh. It's the first time in 84 years we play the Mountain Hawks. Then we have games against our friends from Olean, St. Bonaventure, and our new friends from North Carolina, Elon University. Before over Thanksgiving, we go down to the Bahamas for the Battle for Atlantis. This is the start of Boeheim's sportiest season, and even though there still is that suspension pending for his first 9 ACC games, let's hope the ACC rules pretty quickly. You look good, especially Daywon Coleman coming back from that long layoff, and let's hope it continues. I'm going to go from that to talking about football. The Buffalo Bills definitely rose up again with their 33-17 squishing of the fish. And you know what? That center snapped the ball over Tannehill's head for his own safety, if you get my drift. And for the guy whose number is on my jersey, Sammy Watkins finally showed why we spent all that money and shipped those draft picks away to get him. Sammy Watkins had a monster game. And even though he only threw 12 passes, Tyrod Taylor completed 11 of them. Well, it's a short turnaround because we're going down to New York to play the Jets, Rex Ryan's old team. He coached the Jets for 6 years, and I know he's still got connections down there. And guess what? We may be playing our old friend. Ryan Fitzpatrick is now the quarterback for the Jets. The thing is, he may be playing with a sore hand, but it's an important game, and let's keep it going, Buffalo. And Sammy, continue showing why you've become the go-to guy. After all the injuries and all the hubbub about your tweets there on Instagram, you finally showed what you're made of. Keep it going. But last but not least, I wonder, is Aqib Talib a player, or is he trying to audition for the new Three Stooges? What was with that eye poke there? Yeah, I know, you were defending your teammate Von Miller there. But you don't just go up and say, "Nah, you knucklehead, ooh!" You know, you don't do that. The Three Stooges were the Three Stooges, and they were legends. But you don't go up thinking that you're Mo Howard going up poking somebody in the eye. Although, you can do this. 11-14-9, hike. Of course, I lost my head. But that's the way I say. Aqib Talib, there's no place for being the Three Stooges in football. And it was right for the NFL to fine you. And that's fine with me. Ruff! Well, that's all I have to say for this week. I'm Ken Haas, and I'm sticking to my story.